Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slabtown, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
You're speaking Japanese.
Let's find more sun.
Kenny Wayne's gonna score! Kenny Wayne is gonna score!
Yeah, now.
See any good players, tell them to come here.
They're fighting for clicks, we're fighting for wins.
I mean, just stupid. What an
idiot. Okay, we apologize.
Well, my.
It's time for the club, baby. On 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Wow.
Go Tigers.
Just a matter of time. She's not lonely. I apologize.
The shocking Wendy Williams burp fart. Welcome back. We have talked way too much sports.
We're going to talk about this big Red Wings Sabres tilt that just got tied up third period?
No, thanks. We got to get on to some more mundane topics.
I thought you were going to talk about some Emmett Finney.
Who's that?
It's our young stud that just scored.
No. Did you see... So we've got a couple of things here. One, we have to talk about being backstage at a concert.
Yeah.
But did you see the... And we will talk about that. Did you see the Louvre heist?
Yeah. Dude, that's freaking awesome.
Well, it's unbelievable.
Let me state for the record. It's not cool that you stole $100 million worth of stuff. I didn't think that was a thing anymore.
Literally a script from a movie.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you didn't see it, the Louvre, pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Somebody went in there, broad daylight, and stole $102 million worth of jewels.
Yeah. By the way, like...
Broad daylight.
When you steal that, because that's like some crown jewels, which... Am I the only one that thought those would be worth a little more than like $100 million?
Well, they didn't get all of them.
I just thought maybe that was like one of those priceless sorts of things. But like, where do you sell those? Aren't those pretty recognizable?
Well, I saw an interview with a guy. They were asking him that very thing. He's like a
former criminal or a former black.
No. He's like a jewelry guy.
Oh, okay.
What do you call? I mean. I don't know. Is it Tom Shane? I don't know.
Now you have a friend in the stolen diamond business?
He was a guy who knew jewels and all this stuff. Yeah. And he was pointing out they're going to have to take them all apart. Like, you can't sell, So that's going to make it really hard for them. But, nice problem to have. You got $102 million worth of jewels just sitting in your closet.
Yeah.
They
dress up as like construction workers or something.
Yeah,
I remember reading.
I think there was something like that. I think what they did was they went into that room and they just basically threatened the security and got him out of there. And the security went out of the room and then they alerted the rest of the and they they obviously evacuated the Louvre, the whole place. And while they were doing that,
they like sawed through the glass.
They were in there saw him through the glass and got away with the jewel, and they still haven't found him.
Yeah, there's video of them just casually standing in front of it, using a circular saw sort of thing, like a grinder to just cut through that. By the way,
and there was a getaway car out front.
I was under the impression movies have lied to me. I wanted some Hudson Hawk type stuff, like Catherine Zeta-Jones, like going under like trip wires. It's just some fat guy like in a construction vest. He just walked in with an angle grinder, saw it open, and then like everyone knew what was going on. Like there's not security there, like waiting at the door. Like I am shocked.
Well, they are too. I don't know if you've seen what's going on in France. But
someone should be
their parliament pissed. Or whatever they call it, their government,
yeah,
is losing it.
Yes,
over this,
like because it should not be that easy.
The woman who's in charge came on there, or she got up there and was speaking in front of all the government officials, and she basically said their security worked as it was supposed to, and she got laughed at. Like they literally laughed her out of the room.
Should. I mean, y'all see National Treasure, right? Like the Constitution of the United States is under better guard. Like. Good Lord, there! Every single door you go to that building in D.C., there's guards. There's guards surrounding all of the most expensive stuff. It's just, that's maddening to me.
Well, apparently they used a lift. They used a lift to get up there. Well, they did. They were pretending to be construction workers.
Yeah.
So that's what they did. But it was way easier than you would think.
Yes.
For them.
To steal. And then
to get away with it. Like, they jumped in a car and drove off.
These are like stuff that like Napoleon had these. These are Napoleon's like diamonds. That he gave to one of his wives.
I think his third wife. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many wives did he have?
I'm guessing he had a bunch. I mean,
that little bastard.
Oh yeah. You know, he wasn't that short.
Oh, he wasn't.
No.
How tall was he?
Like 5'9", 5'10"?
Yeah, like they said that's kind of one of those. I don't know. Like it's just become like perpetrated over the years, but he wasn't that short, especially for that time period. I think they said he was like 5'7 or 5'8. And around that time too, that there weren't a lot of like 6 foot dudes walking around. And they said, so in his world, he would not have been like a super small guy.
Yeah. The British propaganda to mock him was the reason that people thought he was tiny. So.
Yeah. And then there was something like when he died or whatever, like there was a measurement thing, like in his casket or whatever. It was like someone screwed up, and that when he died, like something got published about him being like 5 foot, and it's a hoax. He was an average sized human being for that time.
So it took him about 8 minutes, all in all.
Way overblowing?
Well, obviously, yes.
I'm with you, because like when you go to the Smithsonian or you go to like any high end place, I just assume that there's safety measures. Like you can't walk in and just steal the Constitution.
Well, the head of the I don't know, the head. I think she was the head of the Louvre. She's under fire, obviously, now, head of the museum. She said that they need she's always said that they need a police. They need their own police.
Yeah.
They need their own police station there.
Well, why wouldn't, I got a buddy that owns a liquor store, and he got his store broken into a handful of times. And so he just got these big, giant-ass metal doors, like, that cover the whole front. And all you do is you just press a button and it comes down like an accordion. And now you just have a big steel door in front of you. By the way, it costs like 20 grand. So I got an idea.
Well, it's a little smaller than the Louvre.
But this is the Louvre has a lot of money. So at every entrance to where the crown jewels are, I got an idea. One of these big ass metal doors where someone's like, dude, someone's breaking in. And you're like, cool. Button pressed, metal doors come down. Or just bars, like prison bars. They come down, and now you just wait. You're like, hey, cool, I'm glad you're in the room, and there's no way out, and now we'll be arresting you. Like, it blows my mind that
yeah. They said that their security was lacking.
No kidding. I mean, how many do they have on site? My God.
I'm just convinced that they thought that no one had the balls to do this. And that's the only thing that makes any sense.
Well, humans suck. So,
if people get paid a lot of money to protect things like this, and it is shocking how little they do to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Dude, pay
me. Wouldn't you take that seriously if you're the head of the Louvre?
Pay me and a couple buddies and we'll swing some bag of doorknobs and we'll just stand around and wait for this. Like, how did these guys have guns? Because all I see in the video is just them like standing there in their
construction. I thought I read that they threatened the security that was in that particular room. It's one room. They were only in one room of the Louvre.
And so those security guards weren't armed. So you're telling me that the Nordstrom's in downtown Portland has better armed security than the Louvre?
So do you want to know how it all went down?
Yeah.
Let's do this quickly. 9:30 a.m. thieves arrive. A truck with an extendable ladder. I don't know if you saw that at all, but it looks like a work truck. It looks like they're doing work.
Yeah.
Arrives at the Louvre, and the thieves raise the ladder in order to reach a second floor balcony to enter the museum. They'd only been open for half an hour at the time of the theft. 9:34, two of the thieves, dressed as construction workers, scale the ladder and use an angle grinder to cut through a window in the Apollo Gallery just a few rooms away from where the Mona Lisa is displayed. The thieves then smashed two display cases using the angle grinder and removed eight pieces of jewelry belonging to Napoleon. 9:37, the alarm is triggered. The museum alarm was triggered, alerting museum staff and authorities to the theft. 9:38, fewer than 4 minutes after they broke into the gallery, the thieves fled, descending the ladder and escaping on two motorbikes, heading southeast. In their hasty escape, the robbers dropped one of the stolen pieces of jewelry, which was adorned with over 1,000 diamonds. The crown was recovered but was damaged. Police arrived minutes later and ultimately found two angle grinders, a blowtorch, gasoline, gloves, a walkie-talkie, a blanket, and the crown at the scene. Police also found a yellow vest that was apparently dropped by one of the fleeing perps. Wow. 10:34, the theft is publicly announced. 10:37, the Louvre announced it has closed. By the way, it has reopened. So, okay, they were not armed, and there were not... I thought I read there was security in the room. There was not. So what they did was they figured out how to get back to that room without many people noticing. And so it really wasn't all that elaborate.
Wow.
Because there's a balcony up there. That was the key. The key was they had the ladder and the balcony to get in there. That was the key.
It's stunning. It is absolutely stunning to me that this was that easy to do. Something that is basically, at the time, viewed as priceless, that you can't replace, that is worth... Now, I read a thing where they're saying that some people think that this is now more like $200 million. Either way, $100 million, $200 million, priceless, whatever. Is there an easier thing to steal that's worth $100 million than what some dudes in a ladder and a blowtorch and an angle grinder?
Yeah, if we had the topic of if you wanted to steal $102 million worth of anything,
I don't...
Where on the list, what would be the easiest?
Apparently,
and where down, how far down the list would you have to get before you said jewels that belong to Napoleon in the Louvre?
Dude, I would have thought that is the, if you would have told me, hey, this is what we're going to do and this is how we're going to do it, I'd be like, you're the dumbest human being on the planet and there is a 0% chance. Which is why, these guys, hey, give them credit. These guys are dreamers. They believe and they pulled it off.
Do you think stealing a yacht would be... up there?
How do you...
Because I've often... Well, they're often just sitting around with nobody on them.
Yeah. Problem is, those would be hard to disappear.
Well, there's a lot of ocean out there.
I think those things, GPS and whatnot, I think that would be...
Well...
I'll tell you what. If you had enough people... Because you need a full crew. One person can't drive that. Yeah. You need a crew.
Yeah.
I'll bet you those are easy to steal, but I'm guessing that once
hard
they're...
To get away
hard
with.
To get away with. That's the same thing like airplanes.
All right, I'll go back to the drawing
board. I've heard airplanes are incredibly easy to steal if you know what you're doing.
Well, yeah.
There's no keys or anything.
Well, that Alaska kid stole one and, he just walked in and started it up.
Yeah. There you go. And those, some of those jets, those are worth, that's not bad because those jets are worth, what's a 747? What's that? That's a couple $100 million.
All right, we got a break.
I think that might be the one.
Let's talk about being backstage at concerts.
747, $400 million.
Wow.
There
you go.
That's the one.
That's the easiest.
That's the easiest way. Yes.
It's got to be.
And if you flew low enough,
But you can't get away with that.
Well, I mean, no.
Where are you going?
I don't know. You flow, can you fly below radar or
what?
Turn off a transmit?
Yeah. Nobody would see you.
No, but how about the Indonesian thing? They turned off all the tracking on that. No one knows what happened to that.
Yeah.
Now, granted, they went in the water.
Out over the ocean. You can only do that for so long.
Well, I'm just saying, right?
I guess you could do that in a yacht too, couldn't you?
You turn off all the indicators or whatever. You have to have like a private airfield somewhere that you can go to. I'm saying the best bet for stealing hundreds of millions of dollars, well, apparently it's the crown jewels. But I would think that the 747 might be the way to go.
All right, backstage at a concert. Shockingly uncomfortable. We'll talk about it next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Someone in Angola in 2003 stole the largest aircraft ever stolen. Someone stole a Boeing 727 in Angola in 2003, and it's never been recovered. Well,
wow.
They don't know. But they said in the United States, the moment you turned off the transponder, the military would be alerted, and then you got the fighter jets would come find you. So, but in Angola.
Yeah. Yeah, so we would have to amend the topic. The topic would be, and it probably is, I mean, in the end, it's jewels.
Jewels.
Even jewels in the Louvre. But what are the easiest things? So what are the things worth the most that are the easiest to steal?
Yeah. It's got to be jewelry.
It's got to be jewelry.
Yeah.
It just.
I mean, that's some of the most expensive jewelry in the world, and it took a couple of donkeys 7 minutes with no guns to get away scot-free.
Yeah, from one of the most famous places on earth.
Yes.
Like, so, yeah, so it can't be something that you could steal but do nothing with. You have to be able to get the value, extract the value from it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anything would beat jewelry.
No. And it's so...
Which is why they did it.
And it's, you know, all you need is a backpack. You can. I mean, they stole hundreds of diamonds and it fits in a...
Hell, they dropped the crown. They didn't even care. Like, we'll just... Leave the crown.
100 million bucks, whatever. I got another 100 million right
here. What if the guy threw it on as he rode away on his bike?
He's like, yeah, that's
actually, nice. Do you think any of them like took a selfie like, yeah, we just got it?
That would not be smart.
Yeah.
No, it would not, but not dealing with brain surgeons here.
Well, are we? I mean, they're pretty smart.
I don't know.
Well, they got big balls. Like
someone's. So I'm looking through at the... I'm using AI now.
I mean, it is a good question. Like, how dumb are those guys? Or are those guys sharp?
Geniuses?
Yeah, are they like secret geniuses? Yeah.
The Louvre, by the way, because the Louvre in 1911, someone stole the Mona Lisa. 1911.
Yeah, we've talked about
that. Yeah, from the Louvre. And they just stuck it in their closet. Dude, that blows me. It just sat in someone. Like, what's that? It's the Mona Lisa. It's the closet.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's a copy.
Well, it is kind of a dumb painting.
It is true. Like,
it's just some lady.
I know. Isn't that crazy? That
like, if you saw that, if without knowing anything about the Mona Lisa,
that's a priceless work of art.
You saw it in somebody's closet, you'd be like, that's about right. What are you going to do? Hang that on your wall? All right. Well, now we got to break again, but let's get back on track here. Yeah. So earlier in the show, we were talking about an odd place that is actually quite uncomfortable is backstage at a concert.
Yes.
And we didn't get a chance to hash that out. And I have texted my rock friend buddy,
mm-hmm.
who has told, I mean, he's given me a couple of pointers on how to handle yourself backstage at a show.
Yeah.
Because he's done it a million times.
Yeah.
You know, people that have done it a million times. Mm-hmm. I have not. I've only been backstage once.
Yeah.
And it was quite odd. And we will discuss that next on The Fan. Here's Schultzy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Yeah, so being backstage at a concert is one of those situations that is quite different than what you might expect.
Yeah.
I know you've done it a lot. I have only done it once, and it was tense, and I was very uneasy, so much so that my wife actually left and went back out.
That makes me so happy. She's like, I can't hear.
She's like, I don't know what to do. It's just weird because...
It's like Ricky Bobby, I don't know what to do with my hands.
So ours was the Vampire Weekend show, which was in Bend last year. And I really like them.
It's a good band.
They're fantastic. And I asked Mark Hamilton from 94.7 for tickets, and he was nice enough to give me tickets. And then when we got there, he didn't tell me about any of this. When we got there, it said backstage pass on it.
They're like, oh.
So I'm like, whoa, this is awesome. I'm going to go backstage. And I think what I ended up... And this was totally my deduction, so I don't know if this is true, but they're a New York band,
mm-hmm.
and being out in Bend, there was no one back there.
Okay.
In other words, what I expected...
Didn't know
anybody. Exactly. I just think at a show like this, this is a in-and-out show for them.
Sure.
There's not a lot of people that they know back there. There's not a lot of requests for them. And so Mark and whoever, his tour manager, they were just like, here, go backstage. So my wife and I went back there, and you can attest... You don't really know what to do. Like you don't want to. You certainly want to stay out of the way.
You don't want to be Chris Farley. Remember that time that you guys sang? That was awesome.
But the band's not there. Like the band's in their own quarter. Yeah. At least in my experience, the band was not there. They were out doing whatever the band does.
When you're, I will say this: I've been very fortunate enough to be back a bunch. The backstage does not mean you are with the band.
Right.
The band, the one part, even if you have an all-access pass, the one thing you can't go is the band. Yeah. The band has their own little...
And no one's going in
and
there.
No one goes in there.
It's their family and, yes. or whoever's... You ain't, God knows
you,
what's in there.
You ain't going back
Bunch
there.
Of hots in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, now, this is separate from like a bar or like a hangout area. This is yes. private space with the band.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. In Bend, they had trailers.
Yes. Gotcha.
And they're all in their separate, they were in separate trailers. I did yeah. walk back there to see what was going on back there because there's nothing going on. So I'm just strolling around.
Yeah.
And the guitarist was out yeah. on the deck of the sure. trailer playing, yes. strumming his guitar.
Or maybe you're smoking a heater or something. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just a really odd thing because you don't really know what to do. Like, can I talk to the guitar tech? They look busy. They're setting up the stage. It's cool to observe, but you don't know the etiquette. Like, can I grab a beer?
Someone is saying that this is like a threesome. You think it sounds awesome, and then you get in there. You don't know what to do with your hands. You don't want to be weird and awkward. There's a lot of very strange staring. You're very uncomfortable, and you're like, this isn't nearly as cool as I thought.
So I saw the set list lying there, yeah. and I'm like, oh, sweet. There's what they're going to play. Can I take a picture of that? I don't know. Am I going to get kicked out? Apparently, the guy who was their tour manager, because there weren't that many people back there, I kind of figured out who he was. He was very important. Never said a word to me. Like... It almost seemed perturbed that I was there. So I don't... Is that normal? Like, is he looking at me like, oh, there's that idiot Mark let in? Or whatever. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand. Can I ear flick the lead singer? No. Can I videotape? I videoed some things.
Yeah.
Once the band came back there, I videoed a little bit of that. Is that okay? Can I lightly sway my hips as the band plays?
Yeah.
Or am I to just hold my... I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
It is one of the more unnerving experiences. Because the last thing you want to do... our old promotions gal listens to us, and she said the number one rule of being backstage, don't be weird. Yeah, yes,
exactly.
But it's impossible to not be weird.
I think your first time it is impossible.
Especially if you're a fan.
Yeah.
You cannot, which is the only reason you're there. You can't. Now, I will tell you, it's way easier to be backstage if you're not a fan. Because I've gotten to meet several people that just work on crews, and they have worked. And then they go on and work for others. Like, a gal that I met who worked for Metallica then went on and worked for, like, Bruno Mars and Jonas Brothers. And so if I go and visit her, we've had Misty on the program before. And she was telling us tales of working with, like, Guns N' Roses. So... if I go to Bruno Mars and I see her backstage, it's way more comfortable because I don't care about
Bruno
Mars.
You don't care about Bruno Mars, right.
But when I'm backstage and it's someone that I care about, yes. Because when Bruno Mars walks by or the band, you're like, oh, that's Bruno Mars. But when Anthony Kiedis walks by, I'm like, oh, God, it's Anthony Kiedis. Then all of a sudden, you're being weird.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's true.
So it's way better... Being backstage, I'm telling you, you want the most relaxing, be backstage of the Jonas Brothers. I could have given two S's.
Wait, is that one of the Jonas Brothers right there?
Yeah.
I was think like, well, so.
Jonas,
I don't know.
Jonas Brothers, yeah, whatever.
So Greg Glover was listening. He's from 94.7 and 92.3, by the way.
Shout out Greg Glover.
He's a rock guy. And yeah.
Probably been back there a bunch.
A billion times he's been backstage. And he said, he was listening. He says, it's like getting into the end zone. Act like you've been there before. No Billy White Shoes Johnson dancing around. He said, like that kid that snuck into the college locker room after the game, he just acted like he belonged and blended in. But yeah grab a beer from the tub, twist the cap off with confidence, and plop down on the sofa and say, what's up?
Yeah.
But so that's it.
But it's so hard.
I wish I would have known that before.
If you're a fan, though, it's just so hard.
Yeah, it is. So anyway.
Yeah. Especially like...
if you ever get the opportunity.
Yeah.
This is a public service.
Do it, but be prepared that it's going to be...
It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, it's also very...
Yeah.
It's not what you would think.
No. Like, you think it's like 1984 and it's Motley Crue and it's just like chicks and like drugs. And you're like... Although... go backstage with Pantera sometime and it's a little like... it's a little like that. Backstage with Pantera, they like to have a good time.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there's some bands.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's some nights.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know.
Yeah. I've gotten better at it over the years, but yeah, it's...
I don't think I want to go. I mean, I kind of don't want to do it anymore.
you're one and
yeah.
It is true. But the more, if you were to do it a handful of times, then you'd be way better.
Well, would I know I'd be way better, but would I want to? It's like, yeah, I've done that.
It's cool if you get to know some of the people, you can have some cool experiences.
There's somebody who said, I'm sure if you're a hot chick, it's a lot cooler.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they'll bring you right to the damn trailer.
Oh, believe me.
Dude, we saw that.
Yeah.
Remember when...
Brett Michaels.
So our Brett Michaels story, he was really nice. We had him on the air, and we were talking to him, and I don't know why, but he invited us backstage after the show.
Yeah.
And we went to his trailer.
Yeah.
Or was that before the show?
No,
it was after.
Yeah,
it was after the
bus.
Show. Even some of my friends came along, and Big John, that you know, remember him from that reality
guy.
Show.
Yeah.
He led us back there. We go into Brett Michaels' trailer. He offers his beers.
Yeah.
He's super nice. But then, literally, I don't know how long we were in there. Maybe 20 minutes. He's like, "All right, guys,
time to go."
And then you see John ushering up these two hots that they found in the crowd.
Yeah. Suddenly, like,
I saw her. Yeah. I saw the girl. I was like, she was one with the sign.
Yeah, she's there.
Brett liked her.
Yeah.
And he took her right up in there.
And I'm
guessing she got to stay a little longer. Not too long, but a little bit.
But it's like, if you get back and you get to know some of the crew, like some of the stories and stuff, it's a really fun environment if you can relax.
Yeah.
And you have to realize you're not going to hang out with the band. You're not. But you can hang out backstage around the band, and you can hang out with some of the crew guys, and they're some of the coolest people. And they've got great stories, and it's a fun thing. You can watch sound check. It just takes a while to
settle
to relax.
In.
Yeah. Well, like you get cool moments. I was backstage at a festival show out in Detroit, and I was sitting back and I was waiting for Metallica to take the stage. And so we're sitting back on this like kind of grassy knoll. And next thing I know, someone was like, there was a bunch of people sitting down, and someone went and handed me a joint. And it was like, I was like, oh, we're just passing that around. And then I reached over to grab it, and it was Flea from like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And then the same thing, you have to like tell yourself, calm down. Like, Flea's handing you a joint. Be cool.
Thanks,
don't,
man.
Yeah, don't be a douche. You don't need it. You're just like, oh, yeah. And then just keep it going.
Right in the butt.
Don't be the douche that is like, oh, man, Flea, I love you.
I just got handed a joint from Flea.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like, the key, right?
But
there.
When you're backstage, you get cool stuff like that, like where if you can relax, but it the first handful of times, you just, God, I made a spaz of myself way too often. And then your buddy that brings you back there, he makes fun of you because he sees you being a douche, and then you never hear the end of it.
Yeah, but it's true, because to all those other people, it's a freaking Tuesday in a work week.
Yeah.
And so they're chill.
The worst one I had was a little show in San Francisco, like 3,000 seats. 3,000-4,000 of Metallica was playing it for like an anniversary sort of thing. And I'm sitting on the stage hours before the show. No one's around. And I'm just sitting on the end of the stage. And they're setting up behind me and stuff. And my buddy's off doing whatever. And James Hetfield comes walking down. Like, just like walking. It's just he's walking right towards me. And inadvertently, then you realize you're staring at him. And you don't mean to stare, but there's no one else there. And he's walking right towards you. And he sees me awkwardly staring, and he's nice enough to come up, and this is what I managed. Hey. And he just like looked at me and walked the other way, and my buddy just looks at me and goes, smooth, man. Real smooth. And I was like, God bless America.
What do you say? I mean,
I don't know.
Well, you can't.
That was the best but after all that, we made eye contact for like 30 seconds. He literally walked up to me, and the best I could come up with is, hey. No follow-up, no nothing. Hey.
I think that's better than a lot of things you could have said or done.
I'll just never forget. Smooth, man. It's great. Way to make a great impression. That's awesome. Thank you.
For Glapron.
Nailed it.
All right, we got to go. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
Friend texted me. He was one of the original guys that worked with Blues Traveler back in the day when they were coming up in New York. And again, I've been fortunate enough to get to hang out with those guys a bunch now and get to know him. But he goes, we should bring Rop backstage and have Popper pull a gun on him. And that will happen. If you go backstage with Blues Traveler, John Popper, their lead singer, he will have he will have guns. And it is kind of a weird, and he'll do it as a ha-ha-ha sort of moment. But yeah, that is, That is one of those, the first time you're back there and he's like, hey, you want to check this out? Next thing you know, you're just like, there's just weaponry backstage. The guy's always armed.
You know, I hate to say this, I really do. But if you asked me to go backstage for Blues Traveler, I think I would turn you down.
See, that's a they're a great group to go back and hang out backstage with.
All right.
Those guys are freaking awesome. But,
I'll take
yeah.
your word for it.
It is definitely... my buddy goes, it is definitely a learned skill. Yeah, that was his first thing. I just imagine like Rot back there hanging out and then like, hey, next thing you know, Popper's pointing a gun at you.
Damn. I've never been backstage. Now, hearing this, not sure I want to. Shoot, dang.
Oh, no, you do. It's one of those things you just got to do it a few times.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. To get what's up.
Yep. You just got to learn to... Everybody that's been back there has made an ass of themselves a handful of times, and then you eventually just you stop making an ass of yourself.
All right. Well, I hear the music.
Yep.
That's Dire Straits.
You got to get over to the Moda Center.
Yeah, I'm late for my pregame
you
interview.
You better go now.
I forgot they were playing.
I got a big Timbers game tonight. Come on, it's playoffs.
I don't know if... Can I watch the Blazer game at home? I still don't know.
Do you not? Okay. Anybody that's confused about this, go out and buy a damn antenna, okay?
What if I don't
watch the game?
You're not going to buy an antenna.
What if I don't care enough? No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
Now, my father-in-law did have one.
Oh, there you go. Go downstairs.
I don't know if we kept it. If it's down there, I will. Maybe, I don't know if I care enough.
Dude, do you have Comcast?
The odds of
no,
you.
No, I have YouTube TV.
The odds of you watching this game tonight, I put it at 11%.
That's pretty high.
I will give you my DirecTV streaming password. Okay?
Oh, okay.
If you really want to,
okay,
you can watch
it. It just got bumped up to 12%.
All right, everybody, have a great night. We're back tomorrow, 3-7. Thank you, night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
they
it.
Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.